Hey, welcome back to the Kahale'ola Massage Podcast. This is Aaron. So today, we will continue the series on different types of massage styles. And the topic of discussion will be about myofascial work. So there's a lot of different types of myofascial work that can be done. Janet Travell, we talked about trigger point therapy. They coined the phrase myofascial. Prior to that, Elizabeth Dickey developed corrective tissue massage to stretch the myofascia superficially. And then in the 50s, Dr. Ida Rolfe created her method, Rolfing, to realign a person's myofascial system. And in addition to this, a physical therapist named John Barnes created the myofascial release, where they do a lot of skin rolling, limb pulling to, you know, correct the injuries caused with muscles. So myofascia is, if you can imagine, like when you eat an orange, that white stuff that kind of binds down onto the orange, that's, and it holds its shape. That's what the myofascia is for muscle. So if it's injured, it needs to be corrected, or else it'll allow for future injuries to occur underneath to the muscle. Like, some of the benefits is, like I said, to decrease pain, to correct the fascia, prevent future injuries. It is also relaxing at times. It can also create an emotional release where people remember the emotions that correspond to when they had the injury happen to them. So that's kind of an interesting concept where, you know, the tissue holds the emotions and memories that happen when you did get injured. When they're corrected, they release and then they let go. I can't say that I'm like a practitioner of myofascial release or anything like that, but I do like to incorporate myofascial techniques. A lot of the limb pulling, especially when I'm doing stretches, especially when there's like persistent knots that, you know, you have to address it, then you have to really loosen it up. Also, the concept of strain counter strain falls under myofascial release as well. So that's like the shortening of the muscle. Like, if it's injured, you shorten the muscle to kind of loosen it up, and then you stretch it back out, the strain, counter strain. I use that a lot too. Usually it's a little less painful. People don't like, some people really do like the direct pressure, but some people don't. So using the strain, counter strain is very effective. So yeah, myofascial release. That's kind of the quick and dirty about it. So the next time you'll hear my voice, we'll be talking about reflexology. So talk to you guys later.